"That one's bear," she said, pointing to the dominant rune on the largest of his little knuckles. "I can't remember the rest. Ask Mum." She nodded to Susie, who now traveled toward them.
"Mama!"
Jai darted up the lane. Wynn followed.
"Mama, what do my runes say?"
He held up his finger. Susie grabbed his hand and frowned to bring them into focus.
"Bear, shape, nature."
Jai concentrated.
"Bear, shape, nature.
I don't want you testing magic right now. Where's your coat?"
"I'm hot."
"Where is it?"
Jai pointed toward the cart where he had tossed it haphazardly onto the bench and missed. It lay in a crumpled heap near the donkey's rear leg.
"You need to wear your coat. It's autumn and it's chilly," Susie said.
"I'm not cold."
Susie placed her hands on her hips. Never a good sign.
"Put it on, and you can run around and play until we go to the south side. Or don't, and sit quietly on the bench until we finish."
Jai sagged and trudged to the cart for his coat as though he had been issued a terrible punishment. Wynn sympathized to an extent. For a late autumn day, it was mild.